May is Beef Month here on Q92, and we're saluting the beef industry. And we're honored to have on the phone with us from Canby, Chris Wollum, president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. And thanks for joining us, Chris, during Beef Month here.
Well, thank you, Paul. I'm glad I could have the time to do this.
Yeah. So how does one become president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, Chris?
Probably the one way of doing is participating and not saying no.
Okay. Yeah. Is that a family tradition?
Well, it is a little bit unique. I grew up and my father was a past president of the State Cattlemen's Association. So in my teens and going forward, I've been involved and have gotten to know a lot of the people across the state and have been honored to have been selected to take this position. So a little bit of family tradition, and also our local area has a strong tradition of past presidents for our state association, with Myron Halverson being a past president. Chuck Sherb was a past president, and also Willis Beecher has been a past president of our state association, and they're all members of our local Midwest Cattlemen's.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize that. How many Cattlemen's associations are there in Minnesota, Chris?
You're going to catch me on that.
Okay, a lot, quite a few?
There are quite a few local associations across the state. I believe it's between 18 and 20.
Okay.
I apologize. Yeah. I should have.
No, that's fine. I know there's a lot of them. I saw that map last year when I was in Canby when you guys were hosting the State Cattlemen's Association. What do you call that?
Well, the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Summer Tour.
Summer Tour. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I saw that map when I visited with you last year. There's quite a few associations.
Yes, there are actually 23 affiliated associations.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that last year, the summer tour. That was quite an undertaking by you guys.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. It's something that seems like it makes its way around about every 10 years, and last year happened to be about that time for us, and we had a lot of good volunteers that were willing to take it on and be tour stops and help out and be sponsors, and it's really overwhelming and exciting to see the amount of support that we have from all of our local vendors and businesses and town people, and it's great to feel like you're appreciated and people understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I was amazed at how many people, not just from around the state of Minnesota, come to that, but are from around the country. Yeah, people from
Arkansas.
Really,
we've been asked many questions by surrounding states wanting to try to do something together with us on the summer tour, and I guess maybe we're going to try to be a little bit unique and just do this ourselves as our state tour, and they can come and definitely come and take a look and participate and try to do something themselves. But we've been doing it for, I believe, the Redwood Cattlemen's Association started a summer tour back in the early 80s. So it's been quite a while now. We've been doing it every year.
Okay. And I believe it's still in our area this year, too, isn't it?
Well, not too far away this year. It's going to be in the Starbuck area on July 11th is the day of the tour.
Okay. Yeah, the Glenwood Starbuck area hosting this year.
So. Yes.
Yeah, it was quite the, that was my first one I've ever attended, and boy, I learned a lot about the cattlemen and beef, and it was fun. So.
Yeah, and that's right now, it's online. I believe you can register ahead of time for the tour, or you can register right up to the day of. So it's going to be hosted out of the Clear Springs Cattle Company in Starbuck, Minnesota, which is Jim and Twyla Wolf. They're going to have the headquarters for the tour there. So.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, Chris, they do a bunch of big, several promotional events or activities during the year. I believe you're at Farm Fest and other activities, too.
Yeah, Farm Fest is one of our biggest events that we have during the year. We serve close to 2,000 pounds of roast beef in a three-day period there, and it's all done with volunteer help of association members from around the state that come and take their turn spending a few days there, and we've been lucky enough. It's myself and Dick Peschick here from our local area, and then Grant and Don Breakrights and Mark Malachek have stepped in and taken that over, and it's been fun. We try to have a good time there. We try to have a few laughs and and serve a big roast beef dinner that people kind of look at their sandwich and say, how am I going to eat that? But that's part of our deal. We're trying to promote our industry as well.
All right. I should join you guys. I love
it. Hey, we're welcome to have people come and help that day, and a free meal is included if you come help. So.
Okay. I love beef.
Good deal.
Yep, that's for sure. I noticed you returned. You were out in Washington, D.C. not too long ago. What was that all about, Chris?
Well, we had our National Cattlemen's Beef Association had their legislative event in D.C., and I was lucky enough to be able to go to that. And I have to truly thank my family and my brother and nephew for stepping up and taking care of things when I'm gone. But it was a time to get out there as a national organization and go around and meet with all of our state elected officials and talk to them about our issues that we're dealing with. Some of the things we talked about that pertain to Minnesota were the Endangered Species Act and the problem that northern Minnesota and now even eastern and southeastern Minnesota are experiencing with the timber wolf population. We're trying to hopefully help people understand that we don't want to kill all the timber wolves. We just want to be able to protect our industry. So if a producer is having a wolf attack their livestock right now, it would be against the law for them to injure or harm that wolf. So that was one thing we talked about, is getting that control put back into the hands of the state of Minnesota so we can handle that properly. And then we talked about taxes, of course, and trade was another big one, with the TPP agreement being done away with. We talked with our elected officials on developing trade, and since we were there, it was fun to see that a letter was circulated, signed by both Senator Franken and Senator Klobuchar, urging President Trump to open up trade with China on our beef. So that was an exciting trip. It was my first time to D.C. It's a bit overwhelming. I enjoy going to St. Paul, to the capital, and visiting our people there, and this was on a much larger scale.
Yep. Yep. Besides the senators, who else did you meet with out there?
We actually were able to meet with all of our congressmen as well, either themselves personally or their agriculture staffers. So we had a very busy 3 days out there. I'm going to have to find a more comfortable pair of boots next time I go.
A lot of walking, isn't it?
It's a lot of walking out there, but it was fun to see the overwhelming reception that we got from all the offices that were happy to see us there and were very interested in what we were talking about.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the cattlemen in Minnesota, Chris. What's the temperature like? How's it going?
We recently just went through a stretch of time where our markets had dipped and things became very difficult along with crop farming. The livestock farming got a little touchy. And right now we are truly enjoying a nice recovery in our markets. It's helped some of these feedlots to be a little bit more profitable again this year. And the cow-calf production, we're seeing a little bit of a spike in feeder cattle prices to help them guys out a little bit too. So it's been a little bit nicer this last 6 months than it was the year before. And we hope we can kind of maybe level off here and stop some of this volatile markets and make things a little bit easier to keep producing.
Okay. All right. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you joining us on Q92 here during May is Beef Month, and just encourage people to keep eating beef and right?
That's right. And we truly appreciate your guys' support of our industry, and thank you for everything you do.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, that's Chris Wellum of Cambie. Chris is the president of the Minnesota Cattlemen's Association.